Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Nun Aleph. We are holding on daf Nun Amud Beis at the two dots on the bottom of daf Nun Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to discuss the limit for when you can go back on the Ono'ah, when you can claim, make an Ono'ah claim. Is that time limit something that's only for the Lokeach, or is that for the Mocher as well? If the Mocher feels that he was cheated, does he get an extended period of time, or does he have the same amount of time to complain about the Ono'ah? Then the Gemara is going to go through the rules, how the rules of Ono'ah may be different for a Balabayas who's selling his own personal items than they might be for someone who's in business and he's selling things that he would normally sell. Then, based on the Mishnah in the middle of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to discuss why the Torah has to teach us that there's an Isser Ono'ah both on the side of the Mocher and on the side of the Lokech. You're not allowed to sell things for more than they're worth, nor are you allowed to buy things for less than they're worth if the Mocher doesn't know the real value of the items. The Gemara is going to have two explanations of a line in the Mishnah that, according to one Tana, the Mishnah is going to say, Ein Litagor Ono'ah, that a merchant doesn't have Ono'ah. What does that mean? If a merchant doesn't have Ono'ah, who in the world does have Ono'ah? So that's going to be a discussion, two explanations in the Gemara. Then we're going to have three different explanations of who the author of the Mishnah in the middle of Nun Aleph and Nun Aleph could have been, where it says that the cheated party gets to choose how exactly to proceed after being cheated. So that's there's going to be three explanations of who could have written that line, that the cheated party is the one that gets to choose how to proceed. The Gemara is going to have a machlokas on the bottom of Amud Aleph that's going to go over to most of Amud Beis, whether you can make a tenai at the time of the sale. Look, this is the price, but I'll menas that there should never be any Ono'ah claims. We're both giving up any rights, and this is a final sale, regardless of what we discover about the actual value of this item in the future. And that obviously gets into the sugya of Masna Alma Shekasuv Torah. Can you make a tanai against the Dinei HaTorah? There are dinim in the Torah of Ono'ah. So can you make a tanai that you're not going to follow the dinim of Ono'ah? And then in the middle of them, basic Gemara is going to discuss two different ways that if I hire somebody to sell things for me, two different types of deals that we could put in place, and how we have to be careful to arrange it in such a way that it shouldn't appear like ribbis. So that's going to be the last topic before the Mishnah on Amud Beis. So let's get to today's daf. We're holding four lines from the bottom of the page on daf Nun Amud Beis ad Masay Mutula Hachzir. So the Mishnah discussed how long after the purchase can someone still make a claim of Ono'ah? Can someone still come and say, wait a second, this wasn't fair? So the Mishnah had said enough time that he could show it to experts, that he could show it to people who know, who will tell him that he got a bad deal. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman lo shanu el lokeach, aval mocher liyolam chozer. That's only true of the lokeach, but the mocher, he's always able to be chozer, he's always able to go back and say that he got a bad deal. The Gemara is going to explain, because the mocher doesn't have anyone to show it to, he doesn't have the item anymore. So if he doesn't have it, how can you say that he only has as much time as it takes to show it to somebody? So he has liyolam chozer. Rabbeinu Chananel writes in the name of Gaon, that Rav Nachman is talking about metaltalim and karka, that we pass on halacha, that and dafnun zayin, we're going to pass on halacha that even though eino no le karkaos, but there is a concept of bitul mekach by karkaos, meaning if the mispricing is by more than 1/6, so there is a din of bitul mekach by karkaos. So says Rabbeinu Chananel, even that when there's a case of bitul mekach by karkaos, the lokeach is only chozer until kadeshir letagar, but the mocher still has liolam, he still has forever. However, there are a group of achronim, the Shach and Chosh Mishpatz and Reish Chav Zayin, Sivkat and Hay, and some of the other achronim, the Chuvs Marit and others, point out that no, it can't be that this is true of Karka. When it comes to Metaltalin, it makes a lot of sense that the Mocher doesn't have it, so he can't show it. So Meili has no idea whether he was cheated, so we give him a much longer period of time. But when you're dealing with Karka, the Mocher has it as much as the Lokeach has it. Just bring someone to the Karka, let them see the Karka, Karka, didn't go anywhere, so you can't say the reason that he doesn't have the ability to show it. So maybe when we're dealing with Karka, they both have the same amount of time, Ad Sheyira L'Tagar. So that's the discussion in the Achronim. Says Gemara, Neim M'Sayei. Let's bring a raya to this idea that the Mocher has forever to go back on it. Chazul L'Divrei Chachamim. The Mishnah said that the Tigrei Lud, when they heard the window of time with which you can make a complaint was a longer window, according to Rabbi Tarfon, so they said, you know what, we'd rather not follow the sheet of Rabbi Tarfon, we'd rather follow the sheet of the Chacham, even though Rabbi Tarfon has this more expansive definition of Onah, up until one-third, it's not going to be Onah until one-third. So says the Gemara, Iyam Bishlam Mocher Liyolam Chozer, if you can say that the Mocher, no matter how long you extend that window of time, or how short you make the window of time within which one can be chozer, that's only a din in the lokeach being chozer. But the mocher, it doesn't change. No matter what, no matter who you hold like, the mocher always has forever. So then I understand, Mishum Hachi Chazru, that's why they wanted to go back to the sheet of the Chachabim. Because whichever sheet that they follow, they're always going to be able to back out on things. They wanted to limit what the buyer will be able to do. So they wanted to go back to the Chachabim, where the buyer is going to be much more limited. He's only going to be able to be Chozer for a couple of hours. But if they both have the same window of time to be Chozer, why would they be so thrilled to go back to the sheet of the Chachamim, where you have a smaller window of time to be chozer? Because just like that window is narrowing on the lokeach, and he's not going to be able to be chozer, but it's costing them also. They're also not going to be able to be chozer. So why would they have been happy? So this is a raya. It must be that the mocher could be chozer liolam. Says Gemara, not necessarily raya. Tigrei lud lo shiach d'ta'u. They were confident that they weren't making a mistake and that they weren't going to have to be chozer. But they weren't as confident that the lokeach wouldn't want to be chozer. And therefore, the shorter the window of time for the lokeach, the better it is for them. The Rishonim raised the question that since in Hava Mina, the Gemara was thinking, obviously, that Tigrei Lud might make a mistake as well, so it's unclear what their simcha was initially when they heard Rabbi Tarfon's Shita of Ad Shlish, that it's not Ona'a, meaning, why were they so happy that now no one's going to be able to claim Ona'a Ad Shlish, that if they're just as likely to make a mistake as the buyer is to make a mistake. That means now if they made a mistake between 1/6 and 1/3, they're not going to be able to complain about it. They're not going to be able to back out on it. So according to that Hava Mina that the Gemara has, that they're as likely to make a mistake as the buyer is, it's unclear how to read the entire Mishnah. Forget about why they went back to the Divrei Chachamim. So in fact, some of the Rishonim say, yeah, that's exactly what the Gemara means to say, that there's no explanation of the Simcha at the beginning either, not just on their going back to the Shita of the Chachamim. The Gemara tells a story. He sold wine and he made a mistake. Or it's unclear whether it means wine or a donkey over here. But let's say he sold wine and he made a mistake. He undercharged in the sale. Ashchei dava atziv, and Rami Bar Chama saw that his host was sad. Amalei, my atzivus, what are you upset about? Amalei, zvini chamer v'tai. I made this sale and I made a mistake. I charged too little for it. I could have gotten so much more money. Amalei, zil hadarbach. He said, okay, so go back on it, renege on it. Amalei, hashay li yosem mikdei shara l'tagar l'krove. Yeah, but it's been longer than the shir. I've waited past the window of time that you could show it to somebody. Shadre the kamidra. Nachman. They sent the shayla to Rav Nachman, who's a great expert in dinei mamonis. Amrle loshanu el lokeach, aval mocher liolam chozer. That's only a din in the lokeach that he has that window of time. Like we just said, you're the mocher. You can go back forever. My time. Well, what's the difference between the lokeach and the mocher? Lokeach mecha biyado kol echadaz l'machvilei. The lokeach has the item, so he has the ability to show it to whoever he wants. Varmilei itai lota, and then whoever he shows it to will inform him whether he's made an error or he hasn't made an error. Mocher de lo nakad meche biyade, adam esramile zvinte kizvinte, viyade itai lota. But a mocher doesn't have the item. Since he doesn't have the item, he has no way of knowing whether he made a mistake until a similar item crosses his path, and he's then able to ask about the similar item. That could take forever. forever. We don't know when that's going to happen, and therefore there's a difference between the mocher and the lokech. The Rambam writes in the 12th parak of Hilchos Mechira, Halacha Vav, that if the mekach is something that you find them all over the place, these are things that are mass produced, and you can see that you can find them anywhere, then the mocher could only be chozer, and the same window of time as the lokech. The Ramban quotes this Rambam and he says din ze emes, that this is absolutely true. The svara in the Gemara is the only reason why there would be any difference between the mocher and the lokech when that svara doesn't apply, because the mocher does have access to different items, to the same item, and he can easily ask. Then the mocher also is limited to that same window. However, the Rashba wonders about this, because we had a Gemara in Daf Mem Tesem Beis where the Gemara asks on the Shita that Shiro No is Shus Mekach and not Shus Ma'os, that Shiro No is only 1/6 using the Mekach as a baseline. We asked in that from the fact that Ona of Arba Kesef, the Asim Arba Kesef Lasela is defined as Ona of Shus, and the Gemara initially thought that meant that you took a $20 item and you sold it for $24, and that's not Shus Mekach, that's Ma'os. So the Gemara answered, no, what happened is you took a $24 item and you sold it for $20. That must have been the actual case, and that's a Shus Mekach. So the Gemara asked, if that's the case, then it turns out that the one who was actually being cheated was the Mocher, because he got less money than he should have gotten it for. But yet the Hemshech of the Mishnah clearly talks about the Lokeach being cheated. So says the Rashba, according to the Rambam, that's not a kasha, because it could be that the Shira Mekach was how do I know that the Hemshech of the Mishnah was talking about the Lokeach being cheated? Because the Hemshech of the Mishnah gave a time frame. It said, oh, he can only make the claim within this time. And we know that's only a din for the Lokeach. So we know that the Hemshech of the Mishnah was talking about the Lokeach being cheated. But says the Rashba, according to the Rambam, you don't know that that's a din of the Lokeach, just because it gave a small time frame. It doesn't necessarily mean it's din lokech. It could be the type of item that's available everywhere, and according to the Rambam, the mocher also has that same time frame if it's that type of item. So says the Rashba, from there you see that the mocher is always going to have the olam, whether it's an item that you could easily find everywhere or it's not an item that you could easily find everywhere. Another situation where this svara may not apply, the Nesivus points out in Chosh Mishpatim Reish Chav Zayin, that if the mocher was makna the item to the lokeach with a kinyan sudar. So how does a kinyan sudar work? You take a handkerchief, but you never actually took possession of the item yet. You didn't actually do a meshicha. So now the mocher is the one that's in control of the item. He's the one that has access to it. So then, says the Nesivus, the din is going to be the opposite. The mocher only has that short window of time. The lokeach will have forever because he doesn't have the item. Or if not forever, then at least he'll have as long as it takes, until he gets that item. Pischei Tshuva brings from many achronim that this is not true, that this is a din that was set in stone, that the mocher has forever and not the lokeach, and in most situations it will be based on the svara in our Gemara, and in the other situations, like the case where he did a kinyan sudar, then it will be a low plug. But Pischei Tshuva doesn't agree with this nesivus. Okay, says Gemara, who gaver davenokit varshachilu zvune? A guy had silk belts or silk ribbons to sell. Kari shisa, and he was saying, I'm selling them for 6, v'shavya chamisha, but he knew that they were really worth 5. V'yavu yavu lechamisha palga hava shakil. And he said, you know what? These are worth 6, but if you give me 5.5, I'll take it for 5.5. I'll even take 5.5 to sell. He knew that it was really worth 5. Asu gavra va'amar. So a certain guy said to other people, "Iyehim lechamisha palga have you mechila." Look, if I actually pay him 5.5, then it's going to be less than 1/6. It's going to be viewed as a mechila. So atin leshisa vatvei ledina. I have a plan. I know exactly what it's worth. I know that he's overcharging. Let me give him his asking price of 6, and then it will be off by 1/6. And then I'll be able to be toveim ledin. I'll get my money back, and I'll have the item for $5, which is what it's actually worth. Asal kameh de Rava, they came to Rava Amalei lo shanu al bolkech min atagar av bolkech min abalabayis ein lo levo na'a. That rule is only if you buy from a tagar, you buy from a balabayis, then you don't have a din of ona, you're not able to make that claim. Who gavad avnaka kipiluzvune? A guy had earrings that he was selling. Kari shisin v'shavi chamishin. He was saying that he's selling them for 60. They were really worth 50. V'aviyavli chamishin v'chamisha v'shakel. But he was announcing that if you give me 55, I'll be willing to take it. Also gavar v'amri yivne lechamishin v'chamisha v'mechila. If I give him 55, it's going to be interpreted as a mechila because then it's only 10% off. Etin lishisin v'atbe ledina. So let me give him 60, and then I'll be toveyim ledin that there was a din of ona over here. Also kamed rav chisa. They came to rav chisa with the shaila. That this whole din is only by when you buy from a tagar, but you buy from a balabais, someone is selling his own personal items, then there's no din of ona'ah. That yes, that psak is correct, that a balabais is fundamentally different than a tagar. But we're going to have a Mishnah in about 3 lines from now that says just like there's a na'ah for a regular person, there's also a na'ah for a tagar, for a merchant. So how can you man hedyot lav balabayis? So it makes an assumption that there's a na'ah for a hedyot. And who is a hedyot? Isn't it a balabayis who's just selling his stuff? And you see that there is a din of a na'ah even when a person is selling himself his own things. That we're talking about certain types of garments that are rough garments that he's using as that he's using for a side business. But his own personal effects, his own things that he's grown accustomed to, that he likes, that belong to him. So then he wouldn't sell unless he gets more money for it, because when a person has his things are more valuable to him than anybody else. I mean, think about how much would someone else, how valuable are your shoes to somebody else? Even if they're your size, they're not going to wear your shoes. But to you, they're more valuable. So, because they're yours, they're what you chose to purchase. Now, the Rishonim raised the question, why don't we say that the Mishnah is talking about where the balabais, we're asking Kasha from this Mishnah that says that you see that there's a ona'ah from the side of the balabais, right? So how can you say that there's no ona'ah in the balabais? Why didn't the Gemara just answer, of course it's from the balabais, but not when the balabais overcharges, but when you've cheated the balabais and you've underpaid him? Shouldn't that have been a perfectly good answer? So Tosus raises that question, and Tosus suggests that the Lashon, the Mishnah, of ona'ah with the balabais sounds like in both directions, that there's got to be ona'ah not only when the balabais gets cheated, but when the balabais overcharges as well. Other Rishonim suggest from the fact that the Mishnah specifically equates the balabais with the merchant, it sounds like the dinim of ona'ah are the same between the balabais and the merchant. So we can't just make an ukimta that we're only talking about where the balabais undercharged for the item and not overcharged. So that's how the Rishonim deal with that issue. Why we didn't just say that in terms of on the Mishnah. Now this is Machlokes Rishonim. What the halacha taki is, if the lokeach is ma'ana the balabais and the lokeach pays way too little for items that the balabais is selling. Rov Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rush, Chidush Eran, Rov Rishonim say that when we say Eino Na the balabais, it's only if he's charging too much. But if the lokeach pays too little, then there are Dinei Ona, because the whole svara of Eino Na the balabais is that a person likes his things and he grows accustomed to his things. So that's not going to be a good svara to explain why the lokeach is not going to be blamed for paying too little for the item. However, the tour quotes from the Ramah not that way, that the din of Eino Na the balabais means in either direction there's Eino Na the balabais. Shita Mekubetzos explains this shita that since it's not normal for the balabais to sell his items for cheap because he needs his things, he needs his everyday items, the fact that he's selling it at all and he's selling it for cheap must mean that he's intending to be mochel, because there's no way that he would be engaged in the sale in the first place. So it must be that there's an assumed mechila in place over here. Okay, says the Mishnah now. Echad lokeach v'echad mocher yesh lein ona'ah. Ona'ah could happen both on the side of the buyer and the side of the seller. Shem shonol lehedyot, kach onol letagar. And this is the line we just quoted. Just like there's ona'ah for a regular guy, there's an ona'ah for a professional merchant as well. Rabbi Yehuda omer ein ona'ah letagar. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a tagar has no din of ona'ah. Misha Hutal Alav Yadav Al Eliyona. The person who was just cheated, he's the one that is that gets the upper hand. What does it mean he gets the upper hand? Rotza Omer Lo Tein Lima Osai. Oh, Tein Lima Sheini Sani. He has the right to say, let's be Mvatal Al Nekach, give me my money back. Or is the right to say, give me the difference, the Ona'a that you overcharged me by, or that I undercharged you by. So Minani Mili, how do I know that this is true, that both the Lokeach and the Mocher are included in the Dinim of Ona'a? The Tanur Rabban, because we have a Braisa. V'chi Simkru Memker L'Misecha Al Tonu. It says Simkru Memker, then it says the Yisr of Ona'a. I would only see from that pasuk that when the lokeach got cheated, when he got overcharged, that's where there's a problem. How do I know that even if nesana mocher, that even if the mocher is the one who didn't receive enough money for the item that he sold, that that's also din of ona'a? Tamalomer okana al tonu. Because it says okana. So why? So you have a separate pasuk. Tell me on the side of the mocher. Vitzrich l'michtav lokeach, vitzrich l'michtav mocher. We need to be told both about ona'a from the lokeach and ona'a for the mocher, because I would not have necessarily learned one from the other. Dikas v'achman a mocher. If it only would have told me the dinim of ona'a by a mocher, mishum dekim le bezvinte, because the mocher knows exactly the value of the item of lokeach. But the lokeach, who doesn't know how much it's supposed to be worth, so I might think that there's no issur, because it may have been just an honest mistake. He wasn't doing anything viciously. So that's why I would think there's no lo sonu. The Torah writes that someone who's ma'anes chavero, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, he violates the Isra of Ana'a. Where does the Torah get that from? That even if you do b'shogeg, you violate the Isra of Ana'a, says the Bach, from our Gemara, that the Chiddush of the Isra of Ana'a, the Lokeach, is because he doesn't really know how much it's worth, and nevertheless, we're still saying that there's an Isra of Ana'a, even though we do believe, in fact, he doesn't know how much the item is worth. Part of his job is to make sure that it's a fair deal on both sides. So that's where the Torah got the idea, that even when it comes to a shogeg, we would say the dinim of ona'a. V'ikas rachman alokeach, and if the Torah would have only told me that there's dinim of ona'a for the lokeach, mishum dekakani, damrin shizvinis kanisa, that I would say, yeah, because at least he got something, he bought something. When you buy an item for money, we always assume you got the better, the natural assumption is you got the better deal, because money's going to go quickly. That's not going to be, the guy's not going to have it for very long. But you bought something, you're going to have the item that you bought for a long time. Avol mocher davudikam ovid, but a mocher who anyway is losing out, because he's getting money, but the money's going to be here today, gone tomorrow. He's selling an item that could be there for a long time, and now he's not going to have it anymore. So I might think that there's no isra of ona'a when he charges a little bit more for that item. Tzricha, that's why I need to be told that there is a din of ona'a even in that case as well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein ona'a l'taga. Rabbi Yehuda had said this line, that there's no ona'a for a merchant. So what in the world does that mean? Mishum shu tagar ein lo ona'a, because he's a merchant, he doesn't have a din of ona'a. What does that mean? Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav, two explanations. First explanation is betagar safsar shanu. We're talking about a middleman. He's someone who's constantly buying, selling, buying, selling. So my time, oh, why would you say that there's no ona'a? Made the yad is vinte kamashavia. We're talking about a case where he sold for less than the item was worth. He can't claim ona'a that you didn't pay me enough for the item, because he was definitely aware of how much the item was worth, and he must have been mochel. This is his business. He's always buying and selling. There was a reason he must have sold it for cheap at this time. Why? Maybe as follows. Maybe the reason he sold it for so cheap is because another opportunity came up. He needed the cash in order to take advantage of the other opportunity, so he just needed to liquidate whatever he could immediately so that he could have the cash on hand to take advantage of what he thought was going to be a boon for him. He thought he was going to get this amazing opportunity, and now he's changing his mind. Now he's saying, you know what, maybe I can go back and make a claim. So that's why he doesn't have ona'a. Rav Ashi, our second explanation. May ein l'tagar ona'a, eino b'toros ona'a, sha'afilu pachos mikadei ona'a, chozer. It means that the normal dinim of ona'a don't apply to a tagar, that even if the mispricing was less than the shir of ona'a, still you could be chozer. Tanya Kavasid Rav Nachman, Rabbi Dor Tagar in Lo'ana'a, Mepnei Shu Baki. That a Tagar doesn't have Ona'a because he's a Baki. So Rashi explains, what does it mean, Pachs Mi Kedei Ona'a, he can be Chozer? Why? If he's such an expert, why can he be Chozer? So says Rashi, Shafil Pachs Mi Kedei Ona'a Chozer, Im Nis'ana, if he was cheated, the Chayav Tulin Bekach. Because he really needs it. I mean, his whole business is buying and selling. So if he's off in the pricing, he's not gonna be able to make a living. And then Tanya Kavasit Rav Nachman says Rashi Dafilu Bigdeo Na Inu Chozubo Vein Machziru Lo Na Midatali Taim Neshu Hubaki Kigon Safsar. It's Dafka because it says Mepneshu Hubaki. So the Safsar is considered to be the one that's a Baki. So that's a Raya to the Shita of Rav Nachman, understanding the first explanation that we had of Tagare No Lavana. That price supports the first understanding of what it means Tagare No Lavana, that there's an assumed Mechila, because he was very well aware of exactly how much it was worth. Okay, Misha Huta Lav Yadu Al Elyona. The Mishnah then said that whoever was the one that was cheated, he gets the upper hand, he gets to determine how to proceed now that they've discovered the mispricing. Money masnisin, lo Rabbi Nassan v'lo Rabbi Yudah Anasi. Our Mishnah seems to be against both Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yudah Anasi. I Rabbi Nassan masnisin katani rotza ubraisa lo katani rotza. If we were going like Rabbi Nassan, the braisa, when Rabbi Nassan presented his opinion in the braisa, it wasn't an option of rotza. It was he was kone and machzer ona. The din according to the Rabbi Nassan, this is the braisa we had at the very end of yesterday's daf in the bottom. We had a braisa where we said that if it's exactly 1/6 off, so we said kana umakso na divrei Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan says the kinyan is chal, you just give back the difference of the pricing. And Rabbi Yudah Anasi says yad mocher al elyona, the mocher gets to choose how to proceed. So if we're following Rabbi Nassan, you don't have an option. The sale is binding, and you just give back what the difference was. I Rabbi Yudah Anasi, and if we're trying to say our mission is going like Rabbi Yudah Anasi, masnisa katani lokeach, braisa katani mocher. The Mishnah says the lokeach is the one that gets to choose how to proceed. The braisa says that the mocher is the one that gets to choose how to proceed. So the Gemara says different explanations, three explanations. Amar Blazra ona azu eni odei mishana. First explanation is enachinami, a third Tana. The author of our Mishnah must be a third Tana. We don't know. We don't have a known Tana to pin our Mishnah on. Second possibility, Rabba Amar Liolim Rabbi Nassani. Our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Nassan. V'taninami Braisa Ratza. The Braisa shouldn't have said that it's an automatic sale and it's just that you give back the difference in the money. No, the Braisa also should have said Ratza. To be more accurate, it also should have said that he has the option. Rabba Amar, third explanation, Liolim Rabbi Yudah Anasi. Really, we're following the sheet of Rabbi Yudah Anasi. Umay Deshair B'Masis and Kamifarish B'Braisa. The Braisa says the Mocher Kamichozer. The Mishnah says Lokeach can be Chozer. It depends who was cheated. Whoever is the one that was cheated is the one that gets the upper hand. So each one is mashlim the other. It's Divrei Torah Aniim b'makom Echad, Ashirim b'makom Acher. Amar Vashi Deka Nami Diktani Echad Lokeach v'Echad Mocher. And you see that way clearly in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah started by saying that the dinim of Ona apply equally to the Lokeach and the Mocher, and then Umefarish the Lokeach Shemir Ashir Yishayin the Mocher Shemamina, and then it talks about the Lokeach being the one that has the option. But obviously it means the mocher as well, and it leaves it for the braisa to spell that out. But whichever one is the one that was cheated is the one that has the ability to determine how to proceed going forward. Itmar. Omer l'chaveiro, amanash she'in l'cha alai ona'a. A person makes a sale, and he says, you know, I'm making the sale, but only on the condition that you not have any claims of ona'a against me. Rav amar yesh lo alav ona'a. No such deal. You can't make a deal al manas that there shouldn't be ona'a. That's against what it says in the Torah. The Torah has dinim of ona'a. So the dinim of ona'a are still fully enforced. Ushmol amar ein lo alav ona'a. Shmuel says the deal's a deal. They decided that there's not going to be ona'a, so there's not going to be ona'a. Lema Rav da Amar Krabi Meir Ushmul da Amar Krabi Yehuda. It seems that this machlokas, whether you could be masa masha kosa b'Torah, Rav aligns with Rabbi Meir, who holds that a Tanai against what it says in the Torah is not binding at all. Even by a davar shemamon, it's completely not binding. And Rabbi Yehuda seems to assume, and Shmuel seems to assume like Rabbi Yehuda, that a Tanai on a davar shemamon, at least, you can't make a Tanai not to keep Shabbos. You can't make a Tanai to go against ritual law. But you can make a Tanai on the davar shemamon. Davar shemamon is nitan lemechila. Each person can decide what their monetary interest, what's in their best interest. The Tanya, where do we find this machlokas? Homer li isha, a guy says to a woman, I'd like to be married. It sounds like a great idea. I just don't want any of the responsibilities of being married. So a lot of people would like to make this tonight, that I don't want to have to support you. I don't want to have to give you clothing. You know what? Let's make it even better. You support me. So that's the modern version of this. But a guy is just not interested in the responsibilities. So it makes it tonight that there shouldn't be any sherksus va'ona. Harezu mukadashas. Halacha is that she's mukadashas. Utna ubatel. But the tonight is not binding at all. Divrei Meir. Rav Meir says, you can't make such a tonight. There's dinim in the Torah. Sherksus va'ona. So you're absolutely responsible for sherksus va'ona. So the tonight is batel. But the kiddushin is still chal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'davar shemamon tano kayim. Those elements that are monetary elements, she'er, ksus, that the Tanai is binding. Ona is not a monetary element, so that the Tanai is not binding. So you see, it's exactly the same machlokas. Now, the sheet of Rav Meir, the Rishonim struggle with a little bit over here. I understand you want to tell me he can't make a Tanai to go against the Dinei Torah, but why are we going to say he's married then? Meaning he clearly expressed his das. I only intend to be married if I don't have the responsibilities. So instead of saying, you're married, but you have the responsibilities, he clearly never expressed das to be married on that condition. So why don't we just say, look, you can't change the Dinei Torah, so you're just not married, meaning you just can't be married that way. So that is a discussion in the Rishonim, why it is that Rav Meir assumes, that Rav Meir says explicitly that there is a marriage over here. It's also Rush suggests in Tosfos Yeshanim that someone who makes a Tanai against the Dinim of the Torah, he clearly didn't mean that the Tanai should actually be fulfilled. It was a late sonos. He was just making a joke. So that's what we assume. Without Sherksus, no kind of marriage without Sherksus. Obviously, he's being ridiculous. He wants to make a joke. It's a nervous joke that someone makes at their wedding or something like that. That's all that was happening. However, the Tosfos Maseches Ksuvos understands differently. Tosfos says that if we didn't learn the dinim of Tanai from Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain, that there's such a thing that a Tanai can be mevatel lemaisa, that I do something, and yet because I attach a verbal rider on the on what I did, that's going to undo what I did. Had we not had the Torah being mechadish that, I would have said words don't mean anything. Actions mean everything. What you do matters. So when the Torah is mechadish, the din of tonight, it's only in those situations where the Torah allows for the dinim of tonight. If the Torah doesn't allow for the dinim of tonight, for example, it's against the dinei haTorah, it's masa mashkas b'Torah, you go back to what we would have assumed before we had the chiddush of tonight, which is you did a maisa, the maisa is kayim, and we ignore the tonight. Words don't mean anything. So you did a maisa kiddushin, is mekadish nisha. That's all that matters. So the Gemara wanted to attach this machlokas to that machlokas about kiddushin. So Amalech Rav might tell you, I would even agree with Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to kiddushin that the Tanai on Sharon Kesus is binding. Because over there, the woman knew exactly what she was getting into. She knew that she was getting into a marriage without Sharon Kesus. But over here, you're making a deal that there should be no ona. I'm not buying this thinking that I'm getting cheated. I'm buying this thinking that I'm actually paying the correct price for it. So you didn't know to be mochel. Ushmul, Amar Shmul would say, Anod Amri Afilu Rav Meir. I would even agree with Rav Meir that by the Sherksus Vona, the Tanai is batel. And still I think the Tanai is kayam when it comes to ona. Over there, I would say, yeah, you can't be masal mashkas b'Torah when you know you're for sure uprooting a din in the Torah. But over here, it's not so obvious that we're being oker anything. Because after all, After all, the pricing might be right, so we don't know. Maybe there's not going to be onaa on this deal, so therefore such a tanai might be binding. Tosfos points out in Parakam de Makos, in the first parak of Makos, the parak l'shmul may onaa l'shvius hasim b'shvius nami lo yada de kaka demer yiflo kodim shvius. Meaning the Gemara says over there, the Gemara asks on Shmuel about making a tanai that shmita shouldn't cancel alone. So do you say the same idea? Mi yemer de kaakar midi over there? You mean you know that Shemitah is going to come, you know that there is a din of Shemitah, and you're trying to get around the din of Shemitah? Says Tosfos, no, you don't necessarily know you're going against the Dine Torah when you make a deal that Shemitah shouldn't cancel the loan, because maybe it won't be relevant, because maybe the guy will pay back before Shemitah anyway, so the whole issue won't be relevant. Amar Rav Anan, l'didi mefarshili minei de Mar Shmuel. He says it was explained to me from Mar Shmuel, ha'omer l'chaver al-menash ein l'cha layona. If you make the deal that in this deal you shouldn't have any ona'a claims against me, so then he can't have any ona'a claims against him. But if he says it a little differently, Amnashain bo ona'a, if he says that there shouldn't be ona'a, which makes it sound like a lasha, not just that we're being mochali ona'a in this deal, but that there is no ona'a, that there is no ona'a halacha that applies here. There are halachas of ona'a that apply, and you can't speak them away. You can't just say that there are no dinim. You could say you won't make a claim against me. That's a deal you can make with the guy. But you can't say almanas that there isn't ona'a. There absolutely is ona'a. The Gemara Makos says the same thing about Shemitah, that it really depends how you formulate it to get around the dinim of Shemitah's Ksafim. So Meisvei asks the Gemara, Nosim Nosim Ba'amana, V'omer L'chavero, Almanas She'en L'chalai Ona'a, Eino Olav Ona'a. If someone does business, Ba'amana, he gives him things to sell, and he trusts that he's going to give back to him whatever he's able to get for the items. So when he makes a din tonight that there shouldn't be Ona'a, Eino Olav Ona'a. L'Rav Da'amar Ana Darmi Afilu Rav Yehuda, Hamani. Wait a second, Rav said that he would even agree with Rabbi Yehuda that there is a din of that you can make a tanai on Sharon Ksus, but Ona'a is different. You're never allowed to make a tanai on Ona'a. Well, then who's the Tana that agrees with this? Over here we have a case of Ona'a, and we're saying that you can make a tanai on Ona'a. According to Rav, it's neither Rav Meir nor Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rav, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree by Ona'a, you're not allowed to. So let's go back to what we originally assumed. We originally assumed that Rav aligns perfectly with Rabbi Meir, Shmuel aligns perfectly with Rabbi Yehuda. The din of making a tanai on Ona'a is completely dependent on the din of making a tanai by Sher Ksus Va'ona. It's exactly the same din. Good, says the Gemara further. Rav Amar Lo Kasha. Kan b'stam, kan b'mefarish. That it depends whether it's a situation of stam or it's a situation of mefarish. Whether the person said it explicitly. D'tanya, v'medvar mamurim b'stam. Av mefarish, mo'ch Hashem lokeh, chevetzesh ani mo'ch lach b'masayim, yodeh ani bo she'enu shaveh alamana, al mena she'en lecha lai ona'a, ein lo lo vana. If you actually say it all out, right at the beginning, you say, I know that this item I'm selling you is for $200 is only worth $100, but I'm still only selling it to you with the tanai that there not be any ona'a. So then there's no ona'a. Or the lokeach says to the mocher, the thing I'm paying $100 for right now, listen, I'm being upfront about this. I know that it's worth way more than that. But I'm only doing this, I'm only buying this if there's no ona'a. Then there is no claim of ona, if it was all said explicitly originally. Tan Rabbanan, Hanose Vinosin Ba'amana, Hareza Lo Yechashik Es Haraba Amana Vese Yafa B'Shava. There are two ways that if I have things to sell, and I'm not a salesman, I just want someone, I want to hire a merchant to sell my items for me. There are two ways to arrange the deal. One way to arrange the deal is, he'll pay me for everything right now. He'll pay me one lump sum for everything. That's normally, you would imagine, the way a supermarket or whatever would work. They pay the supplier for whatever it is that they're buying, for giant boxes of this item, and then they'll sell it slowly, and the profit will belong to them, because obviously when you sell it slowly, you're going to make a lot more money. That's one way to do it. The other way is the way many of these farm stores work with people who sell the safer. They don't pay you anything right up front. They're going to see how much they could sell. They're going to take the item in the store. They'll sell it slowly, And then, based on what they sell, they'll pay you the profits by taking a little cut for themselves. So one should not, at the same time, have both deals running. Have something selling ba'amana for the bad items, where the guy pays you slowly when he sells everything, v'sayafa b'shava, and for the good items to just pay you up front. Ela ozevaze ba'amana, ozevaze b'shava. If you're selling a bunch of items, you got to keep it across the board, because otherwise it looks like ribbis. It's mexi ribbis if you don't do that. If you don't do it, it looks like the makabel is chayv to pay the guy money for the good items, and in exchange for being able to delay the payment, he's willing to sell the lesser items. So that looks like ribbis, meaning the assumption is that he's going to pay him in one lump sum all at the end. So, but with two different cheshbonos, so that you're not allowed to do. So v'nosin lo, but when you do pay, you deduct schar kasev, schar gamel, schar pundak, whatever his expenses are in selling it. V'schar atzmo enu notel shekvar nosin lo schar mishalim. But the actual money that he gets paid for his own efforts, that you don't have to deduct because that was already paid. Schar mishalim hechkevle. What do you mean that was already paid? When was it already paid? Amrav papa v'tzadruya diavi arba lemeya. We're working on the assumption that when you originally took the 100 pieces of whatever it is that you're going to sell, that you already paid 4 pieces worth for the schar tircha. So assuming that schar tircha was already taken care of, it's only the other expenses that we cover at that point. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah. Oh, yeah.